So what is fair practice? Examples of this, I've already given a couple. Recording a free broadcast television program if you go out for the evening or want to watch something else at the same time. Making your own personal compilation. Recording of tracks, perhaps to listen in the car, perhaps to listen at home, but put them in the sequence you want and on the same medium that you want. Making a copy for archival purposes, for backup. What happens if you buy a pre-recorded cassette today and you want to have it in your car? Should you have to go out and buy a second copy? I would say no. Why shouldn't you take a copy to put in your car? It might get stolen, I'm afraid. That happens a lot these days. You won't necessarily want to have your original version in the car. Nevertheless, you paid for it. Why shouldn't you be allowed to in some way use it and protect its usage? Research, private study, examination, teaching. Those are other reasons that you might want to do some level of private copying. And also libraries. It's interesting seeing a submission recently put forward by Eblida, which represents the libraries of Europe. They said they fear a nightmare future in which nothing can be looked at, read, used or copied without permission or additional payment. That certainly strikes me as a nightmare scenario, and it also strikes me as a situation where it's a nightmare scenario for manufacturers too, because consumers are not going to buy products if they have no use. They're not going to want all the time just to keep paying every time they access a work. They're going to want to be able to buy a work and make use of it in the way they have in the past.